it's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Is your mic on, Jacob?
I think it is on. If you guys can't hear me, then it is on, and this podcast is ruined. It will never see the light of day. And if you are seeing this, you're probably in the year 3010, probably in like science class.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas.
I know. Merry Christmas, guys. It's
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Happy. If you don't celebrate anything.
What I always wonder is that, like, I'm not trying to be an activist, but when I'm at Starbucks and stuff, they celebrate all the holidays, which is good. But what about the holidays that only like 10,000 people celebrate? So like, there's probably a religion that celebrates another holiday during the holidays, but no one mentions it and they aren't getting the light. So if you're one of those religions, like I'm just guessing there is one.
Well,
I'm
I guess
if
it's such a small religion, then no offense, but like you're not going to be in Starbucks. You know what I mean?
Like
if I start a religion today and like next year, I'm like I'm having my own version of Christmas. Like if Starbucks doesn't support it, it's like oh, because you're not popular.
But
you know what I mean?
Podcast is small, and if people aren't supporting it, then you aren't saying that the big businesses won't support it.
I agree to disagree. True. Anyway, happy holidays. J.K. Rowling's transphobic and Logan Paul apparently sucks dick on video.
I know. So like Saturday night, so many things happened. On Saturday night, I went on Twitter. I saw a video of Logan Paul sucking dick. And then I saw a video of the baby's dick.
And the thing is that they've both been debunked. I am not going to lie. I did watch the Logan Paul video. I somehow stumbled across my screen and it didn't even look like him. I was like, how does stuff like this get started? It didn't even look like Logan Paul. It was just a muscular guy.
So it was just like, it was just a video like on the, of like, I don't know. Like you couldn't even see their face.
Oh, you could if you saw the full version.
Oh, I just saw like 10 seconds.
You had to like dig a little bit deeper to get the full version.
I was thinking about doing that, but then I realized that the video that I was watching, we were watching it for free when you're supposed to pay for it. So we scammed the system.
Wait,
you know that?
You had to pay for it?
Okay, so I think this is how it works. So with the DaBaby one and this Logan Paul one, there was this random Twitter account called like Celebrity Nude Sex Tapes or something. And somehow they had the link and they said, okay, click this link and you have to pay some money to buy it. Or were they just the one scamming?
I did read that like some website was trying to, they created this whole entire fake thing to get money.
Oh, so they probably created the Logan Paul and the DaBaby one.
The Logan Paul one for sure fake. Like, although that would be funny if there was a video of Logan Paul just doing the dirty. I understand why Twitter jumped on it, because that's just such a funny thing. Like, Logan Paul doing the BJ, you know?
I was so excited at first because... Okay.
And I just like, I was so excited because he's straight, and I was just like, wait, he's secretly gay, and he has a sex tape? Like, this is so funny.
And then it also made me more intensely excited because it was supposedly in 2015, so I was like, he's been gay for that long?
I know, but then unfortunately it wasn't him. And DaBaby also, like, couldn't that have just been anyone? There wasn't even a face.
Oh, yeah, it was just a dick. So.
I don't know what happened Saturday night, but a lot of nudes leaked, and I personally am so against nudes leaking, and if you watch the videos, that's disgusting. Like, you should support their privacy and... If you see something like that trending, do not click because it's their privacy.
I know. There was also most of it that happened. Like ASAP Rocky, you know?
Oh, yeah.
His sex tape leaked. I guess people said it was lame. I haven't watched it.
I kept meaning to search that, but I kept forgetting.
I know, because I was on Twitter and people were saying, oh my gosh, I love DaBaby's nudes and I love that Logan Paul sucking dick. But then they kept saying, but ASAP Rocky isn't good in bud. So I wanted to watch it.
Oh.
So I just don't.
That's the worst thing. Like, having a nude leak is, like, embarrassing, you know what I mean? But then, like, it's also embarrassing when people go as far to be, like, you suck at doing sexual activity.
I know.
Like, I feel like that happened to Blac Chyna where everyone was like, she's so bad at sex, and it's like, that's so mean. First of all, she didn't want you to watch this video, and second of all, you're going to critique her ways? You guys are disgusting.
People are mean, and it's all of you guys watching this podcast that are doing this shit.
But I did like how Logan Paul just kind of ran with it. Like,
he
never even denied it. He was just like, oh yeah, I'm really good at doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then he even posted a video of him like chugging water.
Oh, like deep throating a water?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he really had fun with it, and you know, that's what you gotta do in the nudes league.
If I was Logan Paul, I would like take it a step further and like actually recreate the video for YouTube. Not for YouTube, but like have Pornhub pay you a certain amount of money. But you know?
He's not actually gay, but just gay for pay.
Oh, yeah, like just because you, just for clout. Yeah, gay for clout.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. And then, you know? Yeah, it's crazy. I also have another question. Would you, have you ever wanted to make a time capsule?
I think I participated in one in elementary school.
Wait, have you guys dug it up yet?
Well, no, we're leaving it for like the people in the future, you know? Honestly, it was so boring. We were in second grade, and I think we all just wrote a note being like, oh, here's the world and blah, blah, blah. Like, if you dug that up, you'd be so annoyed. You'd be like, I got a time capsule. I'm so excited. But then, like, it's a bunch of second graders. You'd be like, are you kidding me?
I dug 10 feet for these dumbass letters.
And they don't even know how to write correctly yet. It's all not properly spelled. And also, they can't even really articulate any good thoughts because they're literally in second grade writing, you know?
I know.
And then you dig for days, and that's what you see. Like, if I dug a time capsule, I want it to be, like, weird shit, like all these secrets, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want it to just be second grader saying, oh, gosh, I love my teacher, Miss Hannigan.
I know, saying, oh, I'm just doing this because I needed to do it for a grade. I didn't even want to, you know what I mean?
I know, that's pathetic.
So are you excited for Christmas? It's actually Christmas Eve if you're watching this the day it came out. Before I get into anything, I have to let you guys know an update. This was like, it had to have been 69 days ago, so like months ago at this point. I spoke on the podcast about how people sometimes DM me saying, I'm going to DM you every single day until you respond.
Yeah.
And I said, I love when people do that, but I'm not going to respond until someone makes it to day 69, because as I've gotten these DMs, I realized people only make it to like day 4 and then just stop.
I know.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to wait till someone gets to day 69. And a lot of people tried from the podcast and everyone fell off around like day 20. But I have to give a congrats to two special people. They literally made it to day 69 on the same day. Claire and Marley, you guys did it. One of them went Marley went the simple route. Like every single day she just wrote like day 26, day 28. Like it was sort of like, you know, just simply just saying another day.
Yeah.
But Claire, she like every single day sent me a journal entry. Like I know that she's been going to dance class and like, she just always updated me on a day. She'd be like, I'm stressed because of school.
You guys are best friends at this point.
Yeah, so she really updated, and now since it's day 69, like, it's just over now.
But yeah, it's like the climax happened, and now it's over, but still, that's exciting.
Yeah, so congrats to them for getting to the 69th day, and I just wanted to give them that shout-out because...
You guys deserve it.
A lot of people tried, and a lot of people failed, but they pushed through, and you know what else? That probably means in other areas of life, they're going to be the ones to push through. You know what I mean?
I know. Like when bad things happen, they're going to win, you know?
Yeah. So go Claire and Marley.
Congratulations. You won the contest. We're also doing a giveaway. I'm joking. We out.
Yeah, you don't win anything, but.
Can we talk about our giveaway period of like 6 months?
Oh, yeah.
Did you do 201? I did one.
I used to do giveaways because I saw RCL Beauty. She's a big YouTuber, and she did giveaways, like, every single video.
Yeah, she was, like, she obviously had the money to it, but she gave out, like, MacBook Pros every video.
I know, iMacs. And she'd like, be like, all you have to do is subscribe and comment.
Yeah.
And I love those types of giveaways because they say all you have to do is subscribe and comment, but there's really no way
to check.
Yeah, so it's so, I guess, like, you do check, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, so,
I feel
like
a lot of these giveaways, they just pick a random comment. But they always say, like my Instagram photos, follow my story.
Because they probably don't actually check if, like, you like the Instagram.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We did used to, you gave away a drone.
Yeah, I gave away a drone.
How much was that?
I think, $1,000? Yeah.
Was it worth it? Like, did you make the money back, do you think, by, like, the engagement?
I mean, like, so I bought a drone, so I was like, I'm going to do a giveaway since all these other YouTubers are on, like, you and stuff. So then, like, I mentioned it every video, but, like, what I was expecting is that, like, I do the video, because I was, like, trying to reach a certain amount of subscribers, and I thought everyone would subscribe, but it ended up lasting, like, 4 months, and I was like, wait, like, it didn't work out like I thought. Like, so
what was the giveaway? You were trying to get to a certain number of subscribers?
Yeah, so I had, like, 450,000 subscribers, but I thought after 3 videos I'd get to half a million subscribers, but instead it took like longer.
Oh.
But in my mind,
I was
like,
"Do you think it boosted it though?"
Honestly, I don't think so.
Yeah, I gave away a vlogging camera, and the only thing that sucks about these giveaways is like people subscribe to you because of the giveaway, but then like they're not actually. I'd rather people subscribe to me because they like my videos.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's the thing about having subscribers is that like. you can have as many subscribers, but then like somehow over the years and like from doing these giveaways, most of the subscribers don't watch your new videos because like,
and then also only one person wins the camera. So then when I announced like, Ben from Cincinnati won, then everyone else is mad. They're like,
oh, yeah.
F you. I was commenting every day. You suck. I was hoping to start my vlogging channel, but you didn't even pick me. And I'm like, they get all mad. So it really like giveaways just, but isn't David Dobrik doing one?
Yeah, he's doing a Tesla giveaway.
Oh my gosh. What is it? You have to follow him and like his photo or something?
And like follow SeatGeek and stuff.
Oh my God.
But I remember So I gave away the drone and I think I mentioned it in a video, but I might have not. But I think I did. And people commented in the comments of after I reached 500,000 subscribers saying, did you actually give it away or were you just lying?
That's the thing is nobody believes you that you actually did the giveaway.
Yeah, people thought I was lying. But then the person that got the drone tweeted me a photo.
Yeah, I think I literally made sure to show a photo of them receiving it and stuff.
Yeah, so they did get it.
So are you excited for Santa to come tonight since it's Christmas Eve?
I feel like no, he's cool, but
I was thinking the other day because we were talking about Santa and stuff and how he breaks into homes and everything, and I was like, how come nobody has been like, I'm gonna rob houses on Christmas Eve, and like, wouldn't that be a good idea if you really wanted to rob dressed up as Santa, and then if you're stealing someone's TV and then they come into the living room and say, what the hell are you doing? Say, oh, like, I was honestly just trying to spread the cheer and Santa was going to leave presents for your kids.
That's true. Why is
it? Like, would you get in trouble if you literally said, I'm just trying to enjoy the holidays?
No, no. Okay, so here's the thing is that, like, you broke in and you did kind of ruin the door.
And they see that you have the TV off the wall and it's in a cart and then you're, like, ready to bring it out of the house. But you say, I was going to bring you a new TV. I was going to bring you a new TV. I'm just trying to enjoy Christmas. How come no one's done that yet?
Or, like, if you did it in that voice, I just know that, like, there's so many people that would be too scared to say, like, oh,
wait, the thing
what?
Is, like, if tonight I heard rumbling in my living room and I saw someone, like, stealing shit, but they were dressed up as Santa and he was like, I swear to God, I was going to bring this outside and bring in new stuff because it's Christmas. And I'd be creeped out, but I'd be like, should I call the police?
I know, but like, it's also like, wait, even though I'm an adult and I know Santa's not real, like, what if this year he's real?
What if there's someone listening who believes?
Oh, yeah. So like, I was thinking that. You just have to believe. But then I was just like, they don't, right?
You have to believe.
Yeah. So, but the other thing about this is that I feel like yours might work.
When do people stop believing in Santa?
So I was trying to like ask questions to see if like whether she believed in him and she still does and she's like 9. So I think like
for some reason 8-year-old stumbled across this podcast, just know that Santa's real and you just have to believe. And Jacob just has become one of those people who's not going to get anything because he doesn't believe.
But then, like, could you why imagine, are you lying like, to them,
what
though?
What if we did the analytics start podcast and we found out, like, all of our listeners were, like, 7? I'd be so creeped out.
I feel like there is, like, for sure a couple 7-year-olds.
I don't think so because we haven't gotten any emails. We haven't gotten any emails from 7-year-olds.
But there is some emails that, like, look like they don't know how to spell, right? There is some.
I just assumed, like, typing really
fast.
Oh,
yeah, like, in a rush.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like, when you do have a kid, I always wonder, like, when they get to the age where they're like, is it real? Like, do you continue to lie or what do you do?
I don't know. Like, so like, I feel like if I have had kids, I wouldn't, like, if they wanted to believe in it, then they can. But if they say, I don't believe it, then I just would let it go.
Yeah.
So I feel like, I don't know. Like, because wouldn't you have to tell them, like, when they're older that it's fake, so like people don't get mad at them and say, oh, it's fake, and then they start crying.
Oh, yeah. I remember, forgot what I was going to say. But, oh, my, how come no one's done it? So, the robbing is one thing, but you could go as far as to, like...
Oh, yeah. Wait, what are you going to say?
Because what are you going to say?
What I was thinking is that, okay, robbing, I feel like it could work. But I feel like this is even a better idea. What if you went into people's houses and you literally weren't stealing anything, but you're kind of... Like, obviously, that's creepy. You weren't stealing anything, but you just had buckets of candy and you were putting it into those stockings. You just had stocking stuff. So you didn't steal anything.
Oh, but you're just doing it literally to spread cheer.
Yeah, so you were just breaking into people's houses and spreading cheer because you want to help them
out. You might be able to fight that in court because you could be like, I thought Christmas was about giving people gifts.
Yeah.
Like, wait, so all this is fake? I'm just trying to spread the cheer.
I know. So like,
if your name was Nick, it would work even more.
Oh, yeah, because you could play.
I'm Saint Nick.
You could play and say, honestly, I'm not trying to joke around, but I thought I was Santa. I got a message from the skies above that I was Santa.
This happened in a Christmas movie.
This did?
The Santa Claus movie. Remember, like, I remember there's something about, like, an old man, Santa, was breaking into someone's house to give presents. And then the cops came. And then the cops came and all the kids in the neighborhood were like, let him go. And Santa was like, I'm just trying to help. And they put him in the police car.
Oh, yeah, because in this, like, it happened in that movie. And then this other, like, Netflix Christmas movie that came out a couple weeks ago. It was like, it was Saint Nick. Like, so these like two kids didn't believe in him. Yeah. And then he came down and said like, oh my gosh, I need help. And then like, and then he went and people thought he was just scary. I know. So like, what if Santa's real?
Sorry. Well, we hope you guys all have a great holiday. We actually, last night at our family's house, we tried to watch, the Vanessa Hudgens Night Before Christmas. And I actually was so down to watch it. It was about her dating a knight back in the olden day. But everyone in the family was like, this is so unrealistic. It's like, boo, it's a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah. But for some reason.
I know. Our one sister was like, I'm not going to watch that. It's so unrealistic. Let's watch Noelle. And I was like, what's Noelle about? And she's like, it's about a girl whose brother's Santa. Like, that's just as unrealistic.
Let's just be out.
I just wanted to watch Vanessa Hudgens fall in love with a knight.
Our Christmas movies are like that.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, they're just all kind of like dumb, but I like them like that.
Yeah, I'm so mad because I didn't get to watch it and now it's too late.
But then we ended up playing Monopoly and yelled at each other for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, there was a fight. Our mom got a migraine. And, yeah.
Let us know if that happened. I think that happens to everyone when they play Monopoly, right?
Yeah.
You get so into it that it's just like,
We were playing it. I was annoyed because I was like, wasn't getting the properties I wanted. But then I had to remind myself, like, oh, it's just a game. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Because when
you don't get your properties, it's just like, this sucks.
Yeah. Like, and then there's parts where, like, you're like, people are winning. And then like, for me, since it's with real money, I get desperate. And I'm like, there's money around. I'm going to have to start stealing. That's the thing, is that like, I'm like down to steal in Monopoly, but I wouldn't ever be brave enough to steal in real life. I just wouldn't be brave enough.
I picture you stealing.
But in Monopoly, I'm down.
I'm just kidding. I don't picture you stealing. Just in case.
Wait, listen to this. Just in case what?
Can they hear that?
Yeah, it's like, wait.
I feel like that's calming.
Wait, how about I do this and like you hum and do a Christmas song to the beat?
Another year, another Christmas full of cheer. Logan Paul had a sex tape and a baby's video nude leaked.
A baby's?
Da baby.
No, I'm joking. Okay. Yeah, that was a good Christmas song. That might have been an annoying noise, actually. That might have been like a shout. Holding your ears noise.
This is really random and really late, but I wanted to talk about this on the podcast because I listened to Meghan Trainor's song No, which I know it's like 4 years old. This isn't current news.
Yeah.
But it came up on Shuffle and I was listening and I just feel like, I don't know. Is this song, this song's all about Meghan Trainor saying no. She's like, my name is No. My number is No. And the song starts with her being like, I think it's so cute, and I think it's so sweet, and about how, like, a guy's trying to approach her.
Yeah, it's basically about, like, people coming up to her.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to wonder, like, I totally get, like, if you're out at the bar and you don't want to talk to guys and stuff, but part of this, I'm just like, is this just being rude?
Wait, I want to hear, let's see.
Because she says, my name is No. It's like, imagine someone just came up to you and said, hey, what's your name? Said, No.
Yeah, I feel like...
Like, is that too far? Or, like, is that something that you can just do? Because it's like, oh, I'm not... I don't want to talk.
I mean,
or could you just be like...
I guess this is just whole version of being a bad bitch. But then when you get down to it, if you were at the club and, like, you're just asking someone, like, hey, how are you? And they said, like, my name is No. My number is No. You got to let it go. Like, I actually, like that would be scared.
I know. Could you imagine if you went up to someone and they said, No, you need to let it go. And you're just like, what?
But
and like, also she says... She says, call me beautiful, so original. It's like, but like, what else are they going to, like, if someone is going to give you a compliment at a bar, like, what else, do you want them to, what else are they going to say?
I think she wants like a poem.
But like the thing is like every compliment isn't original. Like saying like, I love you, or like, oh my God, you look so pretty. Or like, that dress is so pretty. Like all that is just like, oh, that's already been said. It's like, oh, but that's just is how life is.
I feel like we need answers because this could go either ways. Maybe she wrote it. And she was talking, because if she was talking about...
I still love the song, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I think it's, like, such a good song, because it just is such a good song. I like it. But, did she write it in the mind, like, this person asked me once, or is it like they keep? Yeah, because if they asked her once and she said Alvis, like, yeah, that's a lot.
That's
but,
what I think. That's what I was picturing. Like when I was listening to this in the car, I pictured like a guy just went up to her and said, "Hey, you look really beautiful. What's your name?" And she just went, "No, no, no." And then like when it's saying like, "Don't call me that. It's not original," and all that stuff. But I feel like it's probably about someone like doing it over and over.
Yeah,
you know?
But like keep trying to text her.
Yeah, so I get it. And but, also, she's married to a spy kid. She doesn't want to talk to you. She's already taken.
I know. She's like, no. But, like, she's, like, a confident, like, that's one of the reasons why I like her music. Because, like, when you listen to her music, it's just, like, everyone wants to be me. I'm so hot.
Oh, yeah.
She has that other song called, So, like, okay.
Me Too.
Yeah, it's got, like, if I was you,
I'd want to be me too.
So, the thing is that, like, if we're being honest, I can understand. I think this is just me making an assumption, but let's be honest. It probably is true. And that a lot of people dislike Meghan Trainor, but I feel like
because of her confidence,
like I think people
but
just
Lizzo's,
don't like
Lizzo's
her.
Lizzo's the same way.
I don't know why people. I think people don't like her because like they thought she was annoying or something. But I do like her music. It just,
yeah,
like,
I love it because even though she's, you could take it as, oh, she's bragging about herself. Yeah. Like I listen to it, and I'm like, oh, now I can brag about myself. You know what I mean? It's sort of just like a, just pumps you up.
Yeah, because when so when No came out and Me Too came out, I honestly thought like this is her next big era.
Yeah, and it was, but, right? When those like top hits.
Oh yeah, they were hits. But like I guess they were hits. I just was expecting like Britney Spears level.
For some reason I decided to talk about that, but
I think it was worth it talking about because,
you know, it was 3 years late, but I think if she was here right now, Meghan Trainor would say, I was writing it from the perspective of someone continually coming up to me.
Yeah.
Which then I get. It's like, no, leave
understandable.
Me alone. Get the F away.
there was this challenge that you told me about where like you go on your all of your songs on your iPhone and you click shuffle and watch me do, and it will describe your 2020 and Watch Me Do by Meghan Trainor came on. So like I guess like 2020 is going to be my
year. I forgot what mine was.
It just was whole saying like, look at my, what was yours again? Wait, just do it right now.
Okay, so basically I'm going to go on my Apple Music and shuffle, and the very first song is my 2020 anthem. This,
yeah, like what your life's going to be about.
This is very scary. Let's see. Oh, it's Girl Code.
Where'd that go?
It's Girl Code by Countess Luann, the New York housewife.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it's just like, I'm going to have a New York housewife type
of year.
You're
going to follow the rules? Even though I already did it, I'll do it again too. Oh, it's Ansel Elgort, Home Alone. I don't want to be home alone.
So you're going to be home alone.
Okay.
That's,
I mean,
not good.
I'll just listen to
you
my,
you should have just left it as Watch
Me
Do.
I know, I'm
do.
Just going to leave it as Watch Me Do because like, I didn't really listen to that song, but then when I listened to it when I was on Shuffle, I was like, wait, I'm going to be so successful next year. We need to talk about Christmas caroling, though.
Like, have you done
have
it?
You, I've never done it, and I've always like wanted to do it as a joke, but like,
is it a real thing? Has anyone ever came to our house and like sang?
Like, I know it. I've never done it, but, and I've never really seen it happening.
For some reason, I have like, I don't know if this is a dream, but I have like a vague memory of Christmas caroling.
Okay, so like, so maybe I'm just making this up, but like, I can like picture like when you guys were out in like Catholic school, you guys like,
yeah, I
did
think
it
like,
for school. Like, that's
I think
what I'm
we
discussing.
Did it. I think we did it with our church or something, but I vaguely
that's
remember
I
like Christmas. I know for sure I Christmas caroled at an old folks' home.
You did?
Yeah, I just went up to them and sang, and I thought it was so fun.
Lucas used to live by an old folks' home, and I was like, please, can we actually go today? But we never did, and I was like,
we should have.
Yeah, I was low-key joking, but like, at the same time, like, if we bought cookies and Christmas caroled, like,
would they let us?
I think they'd, well, that,
if we just came in unannounced and said, we don't have an appointment, we aren't with a church, we aren't with an organization, but we just simply want a Christmas carol to the residents.
I feel like if it's, maybe, do you think, I feel
like,
would.
If we were dressed in suits, they would be like, yes.
Oh,
if we,
like,
said,
Christmas,
if we
sweaters.
Said we're part of a choir, they would have said yes.
Oh, yeah.
But if it was just two random people in sweats and stuff and Adidas sweatpants and a hoodie, they'd be like, get out.
Oh, yeah,
like, are you guys trying to do a prank or what?
Oh, and it'd even make it worse if you had a camera with us. It's like, get the fuck
out.
Oh,
yeah, it's like, you're going to try to film these people and do annoying things
but
to
I
them.
But I feel like if we did go in like Christmas sweaters or blazers or whatever, and like one of our sisters was with us, like we would make their day and like bring bonbons.
Oh, yeah, we should do that. It's not too late.
I want to, but you never did. I'm joking. Blaming it on you. Who's that sexy girl I see over there?
That's me. Standing in the mirror. We just did a cut in the podcast because we were talking about bowel movements, and we just thought, like, I don't want to ruin someone's Christmas with that, you know? So we decided to edit it out.
And it also, like, got into, like, grosser territory.
Yeah, Jacob talked about Taylor Swift shaving her private parts.
Let's cut it off right there. Like that, we aren't going to mention it anymore. Talk about anymore. Yeah, but, it's like a like 15 minutes.
We usually never edit the podcast, but we just felt all of a sudden in the middle of this deep convo, we were like, do we want to expose them to that?
Yeah, I was like, because then I also
like what if someone's eating? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then also like I pride myself on like kind of being a fancy person. So yeah, I was like I'm
we
not
don't
gonna munch
joke
and
about
shit.
Poop. You know,
like I'll joke about like I need to go pee or like something, but poop is like that's not even a joke. But like
yes, yeah, so we realized it was below us, and we didn't want to subject you guys to that. But we were talking about what would it be like if we could watch Taylor Swift shit, but. We don't want to get into it anymore. I'm sorry. I brought it up again. Should we cut this out too?
I know that. I was confused because I thought we were just going to move on
to
something else.
Now I just brought it up again. But we're not going to get into it. We're just saying, like, isn't it weird that, like, someone as elegant as her, like, all, like, she's a classy woman, but, like, everyone, regardless of how they act out in the world, has one point struggled with diarrhea, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, ran to the bathroom. Okay. Anyway, another thing I just wanted to mention briefly is I was thinking about this while driving, probably in the same day I listened to Meghan Trainor on Shuffle in my car.
Yeah.
I was driving and I saw a beat up old car. And for some reason I was like, I don't know if it's just me. Maybe it's just me being judgmental, but like, I don't know what happened where this became a thing. But every time I see like a really, really beat up car, I think murderer, kidnapper.
I know.
Like, why is that a thing? And then it made me think like, why don't we ever associate with like a brand new Escalade with a murderer? Why is it always like, you know, is that just me who thinks that? Or is it because of scary movies? These scary movies show a beat up old car in the country creeping behind you. You know what I mean?
And the thing about these beat up old cars is that when we get down to it, so like, okay, I think the same, but it's because of these scary movies and people can blame us and say, oh, so you just think, so if I never knew anything, I would just say, so you think our poor people are murderers? It's because for some reason, no one ever told us that people that have money can also be murderers.
Yeah, like imagine
even the scary movies, they never say that.
Imagine you're on a road, nighttime, dark, no streetlights. Behind you is a minivan, a brand new minivan. You'd be like, oh, okay, this is fine, like no big deal.
Yeah.
But then say behind you is beat up pickup truck. Dense rust,
yeah,
just scary broken windows. Like, obviously, you're gonna be scared, and why is that? Because that person's just trying to get by, and we shouldn't be judging their car. But why has society made us think they're a bad
it's
person?
It's because of these movies. I think you got down to it.
It literally is because of these weird country movies. Where is it like Wrong Turn, where like these creepy cars and these weird, you know what I mean, people in the country with their beat up cars are gonna come kill everyone?
Yeah, but the thing is that even if someone had a brand new BMW or whatever they drive, they could also be a serial killer.
I know, and it made me think, in reality, aren't probably those people the people to be scared of?
I know.
Like, someone in a Lamborghini, like, I feel like they're probably a murderer.
Yeah, like, if someone was driving, like, a really expensive car, like a Rolls Royce or something, I'm like, they'll...
Kidnapper.
Yeah, because, like, they have enough money to, like, kidnap without anyone knowing, I feel like. So
it's weird how much we talk about kidnapping when we're not old enough to get kidnapped.
Yeah, I don't...
I mean, we're too old to get kidnapped. Like, unfortunately, at this point, it would just be a missing... Like, it wouldn't be a kidnapping. Would they still call it a kidnapping?
What? So...
I know, you made it 18 years, and no one kidnapped you.
I know, it's like, I'm proud, like, of that, because I used to be... For some reason, I used to think it was a possibility. It is a possibility, but not, like, a big possibility.
But it's weird that, like...
So what would it be called if one day, one of us... So, like, what would it be called if, like, I was driving someone, I just disappeared, and, like, I got stolen? Like, what's that?
Would it still be called kidnapping? Like, in the movie...
It needs to be a new name.
Have you seen the movie Taken? Where the girls get kidnapped in France?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, but, like, I think they called it kidnapping in that, and they were, like, adults. So maybe it is still kidnapping.
So...
Like, if our grandma got kidnapped, God forbid, knock on wood, but if, like, our grandma, 85-year-old woman, would they still call it, like... Would they say on the news, like, 85-year-old kidnapped?
They would have to say something else. For, like,
what did they say?
Someone,
grandma,
like, that's a
elder
senior
snatched?
Citizen.
That
maybe they,
sound
maybe
right.
They would say... Like,
elder
I feel like they would say, like, an old lady got stolen or something.
I just had a flashback to being, like, before I was even in kindergarten, I remember being at home with mom, and on the news there was this alert saying, someone escaped the old folks' home. And I remember being so scared, like... even though like they're probably just unfortunately were struggling and like wandered off out of the old folks home. Yeah. But, like, in my mind, I was like, they're like a, like, I, since I said
they're
a
like
state,
a danger to society.
I know, I mean, I thought they were going to be like hurting people, like breaking into homes.
Oh my God.
I pictured
gosh.
Like some scary old person just being like running around, you know?
That's so scary. So like what this leads me to think is that like, do you, because I actually don't know the answer to this. Like, do you think how many people over 20 or like over 18, just adults, how many people over 18 like get kidnapped, I want to know, each year or whatever?
Probably
like,
a lot.
Do you
sadly.
Think it's a lot?
Yeah, so really like we should still be terrified.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, the moral of the story is when you see a beat up car, don't think it's a kidnapper, but if you see like a Lambo or something like that, so you got to be worried about.
Yeah, because they can like trap you in the back and no one would suspect it because we're out. Susceptible to thinking these beat up cars are motor cars. And also I need to mention a couple years ago, remember when I took you to that neighborhood where we live, and I honestly, for some, this lead me to think this because I was so, this not because there was beat up cars in the neighborhood, but the neighborhood just had a scary vibe to me.
Wait, what neighborhood?
I took you to this neighborhood that was like kind of out of town, and like for some reason I thought it was like a glitch in the Matrix, and I wasn't like on drugs or anything. I just like,
wait,
remember
when?
That it was like 4 years ago.
Oh, like that nice, that wasn't it like nice though?
Yeah, it was a nice neighborhood, but for some reason, because it just seemed too perfect. So I just was like, it's honestly a glitch and I know it. Because there was like people it playing outside and I was like, it's 2017. Like,
no one plays outside.
Why? Yeah, people are just on the Nintendo Switches inside. So I honestly thought it was a glitch, but it wasn't.
So somebody emailed us a sugar baby warning story. And I just want to share it with you guys in case any of you guys are going to get scammed.
First, I have a question on this. Like, do all these people actually have sugar daddies, or is it just a joke?
I know. I wanted to share this because in my DMs, people are always DMing me being like, got DM'd by a sugar daddy, and I feel like they're mostly scams. It's people, they know sugar babies on the rise, and everyone wants to, oh, old man pay my rent. So they contact these people and scam them. And I actually want to do a video on this. So if anyone has these people DMing them, I want to like pose as a girl and contact these scamming sugar daddies and like see what they try to get you to do.
I was on Grindr the other day. Okay, so like this has happened before, but I never respond because I'm like, first of all, I just know it's fake.
Yeah.
But plus, I just like wouldn't do it because I'd be too scared. But just like these random people saying like, okay, like if you meet with me, I'll PayPal you like $3,000. And people probably believe it.
That's scary. I feel like it's definitely like some scam or like.
So like, if you get that, like, maybe it is, or like, I would never, like, I'd just be too scared. But like, I feel like it's fake.
But
so don't do it, guys.
This is what she said. She basically said in Des Moines, she lives in Des Moines, and when she was 15, her and a friend would go to Noodles and Company, which by the way is a really good restaurant.
Oh, get the penne rosa. And then if you really want to, get the garlic bread.
Should we get that after this?
Can we?
Oh my, I actually want Noodles and Company.
Bitch, and get the feta cheese on top.
So anyway, they would go to Noodles and Company, and this random guy would go up to them and give them $100 bills. And they would just like, they would give them money just to hang out at Noodles and Company. So, and she was 15, so like this probably was illegal. But anyway,
and he was like an older guy, of
so
course.
From this, she was like, oh, that's a way to get money, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now she's in college, and she was struggling with money, and she was like, maybe I should try to do that lifestyle again. Just go to Noodles and Company and get paid to talk to people.
Yeah, because of course it sounds like super easy.
Yeah, and she already had done it. So she signed up for some sugar daddy website. And this guy was messaging her on Keek. And he was like, I'm a lawyer from Texas. He like doesn't want to meet up because like he has a wife. But like he just wants to text her and like have this online relationship, and he was said that he was going to give her $1,600 as a weekly allowance, and she was like, oh my god, this is insane. And let me see what she said. Oh, so basically she said she ended up she shared bank accounts with her parents.
Yeah,
like, you know, you can kind of all see each other's bank account.
Oh yeah.
So she made a whole new bank account.
Oh, and so they wouldn't know that she was making all this money,
and she put the check in there for $1,600. But then somehow like she ended up trusting this guy over time, and he said, like, can I have the login to your bank so, like, I can make it easier to, like, do this money shit? And she was just like, okay. And he ended up stealing, like, all of her money.
For real?
Yeah. She said that since I knew it was a new account, long story short, I was a dumbass and ended up stealing all this money from me. So she filed fraud at the bank and had this whole entire legal case going. And she said it was so awkward because she kept like saying, not admitting to the sugar daddy story. And apparently they were like, wow, we've never seen anything like this. Like, how does this happen where someone just found your info? Like,
that's so
she never
funny.
Admitted that she gave away the info because she didn't want to admit to it. But like, they kept just saying like, how did this happen? Like, this is so weird, but she never fully admitted to it. So that's just to let all of you guys know. Don't get scammed.
That's like, first of all, that sounds so funny. Like when you're at the bank, like trying to jump around the fact, like, I got this money from a sugar daddy.
I know. Said, we've never seen this before. You know what I mean?
I feel bad for this girl because like,
but luckily when, it was a new account. So
she stole all the money that she got.
Oh. Yeah. I don't really know. I don't think her savings or anything got stolen. I don't think, at least.
But this whole story makes sense because when she was 15, it seemed so easy. And then everyone's talking up a storm, but then. So,
yeah.
Of course there is some real ones, but most of the time it's probably.
I feel like they're all fake. There's weird. They're like, yeah. Just because aren't scammers on the rise? I remember seeing that like scam is on the rise.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm like a Dr. Phil episode.
Yeah, like,
to scare everyone.
I thought you were Dr. Phil or like a grandma. Like saying to their grandchildren.
No, I actually read that because everyone, I get so many phone calls of scammers now.
I know. So
saying, oh, I have your credit card number and then you need to change it. And it's like, boo, leave me alone.
I could also picture these like scammers like going to be in like, wait, all these people on Twitter think sugar daddy is like everywhere. So then they'd be like, wait, why not go on these dating websites and like make people think that we're real?
I think on Instagram, they literally just DM every single young girl.
Oh, yeah, I'm probably just saying, like...
Because these people always DM me and say, like, oh, my God, I'm going to get a sugar daddy, and it's so many people DM me.
Wait.
Just because I've made a video, interviewing that one sugar baby.
Oh, yeah.
But they send me these... They all are the exact same message as some old guy saying, like, I want to pay you for your time, and we don't have to have sex, but I'm going to give you thousands of dollars, and if it's too good to be true, it is.
There's always these random tweets on my timeline. I don't ever retweet them because I know they're fake, but it's, like, some... old, like the profile picture is the old guy, and it says like first 500 people. I think I already mentioned this, but like first 500 people to retweet this get like $100. And I just know it's fake. But
oh yeah, do you think that more people these days are getting scammed by sugar daddies, like this girl said, but they just don't want to admit it because it's embarrassing?
Because you don't want to go and say I lost my money from an old person that I thought was gonna. That'd be so awkward telling your family that if they didn't know,
because they were like. What happened? And you're like, oh, I was trying to get money from a guy from Texas. I'm like, who? And like, oh, he's married to a lawyer in Texas. I'm like, what are you doing?
Then
you know what I mean?
Also, like, what if you went to the bank and like they think that's illegal? Like, going.
Oh, and they're like, wait. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like stealing money from someone. But then I thought of a TV show idea. Okay, so you know that Catching a Predator show? I never really watched it, but catching a fake sugar daddy.
To catch a scammer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's called To Catch a Scammer. And then there's every couple episodes is a sugar daddy, a fake sugar daddy.
Because our mom even got scammed.
With the Apple computer,
right? Yeah, because she had some pop-up on her computer being like, this is Apple, I'm trying to fix your computer, just, it's all fine, but, like, just give me your Apple ID.
Yeah, and these scammers keep getting smarter because, like, okay, so, like, I've gotten emails that said, like, your DMV pass license plate is taken away, and they all look fake, but then there's some emails that, like, I just know they're fake because I'm like, okay, like, there's Apple
iCloud ones?
Yeah, and they somehow they set up that email to look just like if Apple emailed
you. I know,
but
the
logo.
The best thing is looking at where it's sent from, though.
Oh, like.
And it's never sent from Apple.
Or, like, going to, like it says Apple sent it, but then if you click on the email address, it's some random ass email address.
But I can see how people could easily fall for that.
I know, especially, like, if you aren't, like, informed. Like, who knows? Like, maybe they'll get even smarter and, like, more people.
Yeah,
I feel like I will a Dr. Phillip. But
I know.
Don't be
that
scared,
sad.
Guys.
It's just so sad. Like, we started this out as a holiday episode, and now it's just ended with, like, talking about murderers and scammers. But Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk about one more thing. Like, back in the days, like, obviously there always was scammers, but the scammers would be over, like, newspapers, I'm assuming. Like, they'd get fake newspaper ads.
Yeah, how would you scam people? Like, all these people contact us from our phones and our emails, but, like, how did they contact them back in the day?
I'm guessing.
I actually remember getting, like, phone calls back in the day.
But even before phones, like, do you think they had fake newspapers that would have...
Probably.
Like, credit card numbers, and you could say, use a credit card for free.
I remember growing up, and they'd be like, you want a vacation to Disneyland? And I'd be like, Mom! And she'd be like, hang it up, it's a scam. But I was like, so mad, being like, no, it isn't.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny. So let's also have one more question. It is bad to open a credit card at every single place, right? I haven't done that because I just think it's bad, right?
Oh, I hate that whenever you go to these stores and they say, do you want to open up a credit card for 20% off?
Oh, yeah. So no. I think it's bad, right?
I've never opened one. Even it's annoying when like they want you to join the loyalty program and they say, it's not a credit card, but it's like, I just don't want it.
Okay, there's actually been times where, okay, they say, do I join the loyalty program? I'm like, oh, I'm good today. And then they say, like, you get 5% off. It's not a credit card. And they say, oh, I'm fine. I said, are you sure? And then, okay, I'm fine. Like, they asked me three times. And it's like, yeah. Okay.
Usually
I don't
in
those
situations, you just have to be kind of like, not mean, but just be like, I don't want it.
Oh, yeah. Like, so not mean, but like, be kind of assertive. Like, I don't want it.
Because otherwise, they can push it and be like, oh, but 20% off. Like, and then you say, oh, I'm going to say, you don't want 20% off today? Like, nope. And say, oh, you don't want to save money? Like, no.
I know that, like they make you seem like you're pathetic and dumb.
I know, but the funniest thing is the loyalty programs were like, it's not a credit card, but they're probably just like, wait, why don't you sign up though?
Oh, yeah. Like,
I don't live there. Like, I'm at a restaurant, I'm like, oh, where I live, they don't have these restaurants.
Oh, yeah. I've seen you do that before. For some reason, I don't. Like, for some reason, Sephora, I have, like, a loyalty program, but for some reason, it just, like, I don't want to have all these emails.
Oh, that's the worst when they ask for your email.
I know. Have you noticed that more places ask for your email?
I know. It's actually so annoying. Every morning, I wake up, and I have so many spam emails, and it's like, stop contacting me. Whirlpool company. How did they even get me? It's like, these weird things, like, Elder Whirlpool Physical Therapy.
I know. All these people... like, random companies email me, and it's like, okay, like, stop it. And then I try to unsubscribe, and it says I unsubscribe, but then a month later, they somehow get my email again, and I'm sick of it.
I am done.
I know. Also, sign up for our email program.
Oh, yeah.
Why haven't we done that?
I'd be so scared to have a newsletter because, like, I know how annoying it is. Even if I'm a fan of someone, and they email me, it's like, stop.
Oh, yeah. So, I would want to, like, gather everyone's emails. But then, like, if we send a newsletter, like, was everyone going to get pissed? And so, like, we have a new podcast, guys.
Yeah. I feel like if I ever did start a newsletter, I'd do it, like, very sparingly. Like, once a month, maybe. Because, if it's even once a week, it's kind of like, stop contacting me, Jennifer Lopez.
I know,
Lopez.
It's like kind of stuff. Jennifer Lopez. Have you noticed that all these, influencers, or, like, social media people are, like, doing the
cell
phone number
phone
thing? Isn't that the same thing? Just over text message?
Some of them actually reply.
Yeah, and then, like... but it's fake replies, right?
No, because, like, I see Whitney Cummings, like, she, like, shows, like, going through the messages and stuff.
Wait, for real?
But, like, she gets so many that she can't reply, but...
oh, yeah, because they put out their number, and it's, like, a fake number, but then, like, they have everyone's number, so then they can say, like, when they're doing a show or something, like...
yeah, but she even said that she gets... everyone hates her for it, so she regrets even doing it.
Oh, for real?
People get all mad, being like, why aren't you replying? This is all a scam. You're stealing my data and all this stuff like that.
You're stealing my data. Oh, yeah, because sometimes that does pop up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Your messages and rates or whatever.
Yeah.
We used to not have an unlimited data plan. Like, were you on a Verizon plan when this used to happen?
Oh, it was, like, I 5 years ago. That.
And every month, like, when we had 6 days left, it would say, like, for each gigabyte you guys use, it's going to cost an extra $10.
And I hear that everyone would fight on the message and be like, who isn't using Wi-Fi? Who doesn't have their Wi-Fi turned on and is using all this data?
Yeah. But then when we get down to it, it's like, unfortunately, all of us are doing that because we don't use our phones when we're not at home.
Every single month it went over.
I know.
And mom would be like, get off the phone. It's like, unfortunately, like, there's 2 weeks left in the month. Like, I'm going to keep using my phone.
Oh, you're like, I'm not going to tone it off when I'm at the mall getting my Jennifer Lopez CD.
I know.
I'm so excited for when, like, CDs are cool.
Oh, yeah. CD mall.
Because people are so into vinyls. But, like, I'm so excited when people get CD players because they think it's cool.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be weird.
That's probably going to be in, like, 10 years or 5.
Probably. Well, have a good holiday.
Yeah, enjoy your family. And if you don't have a family, enjoy staying in the log cabin up in the mountains.
Have a good day. And if an old man breaks into your house, don't call the police.
Actually, no, don't call the police because this is just a happy society that we live in. And maybe put him in a chokehold and say, can you please leave? And then he'll be scared of you. But if you, obviously you might not be strong enough to do that. So, like, hide in another part of your house and then call the cops.
Maybe just call the cops.
Yeah, just call the cops. I feel like we're doing bad karma. Okay, yeah, call the cops or call your dad or mom or cousin from Ohio or cousin from Argentina.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't get scammed.